This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Canada said that Monday it had credible information linking Indian government agents to the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia.
Canada also said it had expelled a senior Indian intelligence official, but gave no details. The separatist leader, Hardeep Singh Najjar, was shot dead outside a Sikh temple in Surrey, British Columbia, on June 18th. Najjar supported a Sikh homeland in the form of an independent Khalistani state and was labeled a terrorist by India in 2020, according to Indian media. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday did not directly accuse India of being involved. However, he did say his country's security agencies had been pursuing allegations of links between Najjar's death and India's government.
Reuters' Aman Lee. The White House is welcoming the return of five Iranian Americans held by Iran's hardline government and release under a deal that frees up $6 billion of restricted funds owed to Iran. But Tehran is defiant about how it plans to use the money.
Free at last. Five Iranian Americans held for years in Iran's brutal Evin prison, and who President Joe Biden says are innocent of espionage-related charges. In a statement, Biden said he would continue to impose costs on Iran for their provocative actions in the region. And, the White House said separately, on Monday morning he held an emotional call with the hostages' families. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea said Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un has returned home from a trip to Russia, where he deepened camaraderie, fellowship and friendly ties. During Kim's six-day trip to Russia, his longest foreign travel as a leader, the two countries said they discussed boosting their defense ties, but did not disclose any specific steps. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Erdogan's close ties to Putin have strained his relations with Washington, which will complicate the Turkish leader's efforts to persuade US President Joe Biden to make concessions. Observers say Erdogan will be looking for support from UN Secretary General Guterres. Erdogan's diplomatic efforts come as Ukraine starts to export grain in the face of Russian threats, raising the danger of an escalation in the Ukrainian war. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Italy's government passed measures to build new migrant detention centers and allow for the rapid deportation of failed asylum seekers. Italy is facing another surge of migrant arrivals on the small island of Lampedusa.
The European Commission president joined Italy's prime minister on a visit to Lampedusa Sunday and promised a tough response.
We will decide who comes to the European Union and under what circumstances, and not the smugglers and traffickers.
Von der Leyen outlined a 10-point plan, including a bigger role for the bloc's border agency, Frontex, in identifying and repatriating migrants who don't qualify for asylum. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Migrants have burst into southern Mexico asylum office demanding papers, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Throngs of migrants, mostly from Haiti, knocked over metal barricades and rushed into the office in the city of Tapachula, pushing past National Guard officers and police station at the office. Some of the migrants were trampled in the rush. Authorities later convinced many to leave. The tension comes as asylum claims in Mexico have skyrocketed, reaching over 100,000 so far this year. Mexico is on track to receive more asylum applications this year than ever before, as the flow of migrants threatens to overwhelm governments of several Latin American countries along the migratory route. I'm Norman Hall.
Hong Kong's leader has said that the territory will tighten regulation of digital assets after police arrested six people following allegations of fraud at an unlicensed cryptocurrency exchange in the city. The arrest followed an announcement by Hong Kong Securities Watchdog last week that the exchange JPEX was unlicensed and did not have the authority to operate its cryptocurrency trading platform within the city. The Securities and Futures Commission said it had received more than 1,400 complaints against JPEX involving more than 1 billion Hong Kong dollars in losses. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.